near you. Now 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, who will be here later in the hour with her Queen of Cheap. Also, Jennifer Horn is here. Angela Lansbury couldn't make it, so Jennifer saying Jennifer is one-third of Angela Lansbury as far as age is concerned. And that's why she helps me every day with the Good Day program, as does Roberta Fasanelli. As I said, the Queen of Cheap later on in this hour. We'll talk about television in this hour. I'm right now streaming. If you go to DougSteffen.com, you can see me in my new... How do you like it? Jennifer, you can't see it, though, can you?
I can. No, what are you wearing, Dougie?
I have on a...
Sounds creepy.
A night... yeah, that's sort of, doesn't it, huh? In a manner of speaking. I have on a new sort of farm plaid shirt. That's cool. A little chilly on the farm this morning. I want to say hi to folks who are following us on the chat stream. Here's Katie who says, whatever I just said 3 minutes ago was really funny. I didn't think maybe that was yesterday's comment because I haven't said anything in the last 3 minutes that was funny. Have I? Roberta, did you find anything that I said in the last 3 minutes
show
to be funny?
I don't think so, Doug.
Emma says, this is really cool. Morgan says, I saw posts on this show on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, and Am I Nuts?
Am really? I Nuts?
Am I Nuts?
Is that
what
a
do we know about
social
that
media place?
It is a social media place. I've heard about it. Let's see here. And then there are people who are following other people. That's how this is. It's like a virus. You can catch a cold this way. You catch people as they just kind of go through and they grab you. David said, wow, this is live. This is awesome. How often do you do the broadcast? Well, every day the broadcast is on. Whether you can get me on the stream or not at DougSteffen.com remains to be seen. You can try. We're kind of, we play catch-as-catch-can as we work through some of the bugs. But pretty soon, it'll be every day, all day. It'll be all Doug all the time. How about that?
All Doug all the time.
Yeah. All right. There are new seat car guidelines. Dr. Ken has put some information at DougSteffen.com about this. If you're wondering, if you have children, there is new guidance. Now, I wonder whether we need this from the federal government or whether you have enough common sense on your own. I recoil at this only because it becomes a mandate. And the update advice from the government and the American Academy of Pediatrics, but the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, another administration, they say you have to do this. Children must ride in a rear-facing car seat until they are 2 years old instead of one. Now, one wonders whether or not there'll be tickets. If a policeman, there's another reason for, excuse me, the police state to exist. It's like getting a ticket for not wearing a seatbelt, that sort of thing. If you don't click it, they tick it. Right? You see those signs in some of the states? How many people think that's appropriate? 800-510-8255. These guidelines, I think, are extraordinarily, they are very appropriate. But just, it is something that people look at and they consider, okay, do I want to protect my child? This is a good way to do it. Consistent reports out this week suggesting older children who have outgrown front-facing car seats ought to ride in booster seats until a car's seatbelt fits them properly. Also recommended is that children younger than 13 ought to ride in the back seat. So if you are caught in some states that adopt this, with your child in the front seat with you, you can get a ticket.
I think New York State already has these laws.
Do they? So
I believe
if you're,
so, yeah.
Well, your daughter is now 15, right? Isn't
right.
Victoria 15?
She's just out of the car seat, right?
Just out of the car seat, exactly.
Right. Yeah, she's as tall as Roberta is. See, that's why I think this is foolishness. It ought to be discretionary, depending. We have one of the kids that works on the farm is 13, and he's taller than I am.
Well, I mean, think of it this way. I mean, if he's riding in a car, right, and he's stopped, the cop's going to look at the kid, and if he looks as big as an adult, they're not going to say, they're not going to ask questions.
I'd like to think you were right, because I'd like to think there were police who were well-intentioned, but I think all too often, given my experience in the last month being stopped twice by the same police officer and given $4,000 tickets for something, first of all, that he was wrong about. Now I have to go to court and prove that he's
waste
an idiot.
Time.
And, yeah, it's a waste of time. Plus, you have to, in Massachusetts, you have to pay $25 to get a court hearing. So if you're right.
You have to pay?
Listen to this. If you're right and you don't pay the $25, they'll come to have a court appearance, they'll come after you for the full amount of the fine. One guy, the same police officer, fined one little guy in town who has one truck. That's all he does. $17,000. More.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the kind of stuff that's going on. And it has to be sanctioned. The police chief has to say, go do it. And somebody on the board of selectmen or somewhere, excuse me, has to say that this is okay. They don't just go out and do this. It's a ridiculous reality. And if you don't think that's ridiculous, wait for a moment. I'm going to tell you two stories about other things that are being done for, this is the big nanny government sort of getting into your head and getting into your life, and private entities doing the same thing. So we've got the government and now private entities who are looking to put electronic check systems in your car. We'll talk about that in a moment. 13 after on Good Day.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct. If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
You know, I'm always on the go, and the Cirrus Automotive Center lets me schedule vehicle maintenance around my life. Their daily, extended, and weekend business hours, even on Sunday, makes car care more convenient and way less stressful.
It's our Michelin Madness event. Save on all Michelin tires. Plus, save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's a quarter past the hour, 800-510-8255. We'll have a quickie news quiz for you in a few minutes. Tell us what you think about this. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn. Richie, we think, is back tomorrow. There is there's a new device, a tracker, that has been added. And this is one of the issues I was talking earlier, Roberta, about being involved in the school committee candidate forum last night here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the discussions that came up was how to handle truants, because truancy is a big problem in many school systems. And apparently, there are these new tracking devices that are being given, and in some cases mandated, for 14 to 16-year-olds, 14, 15, 16-year-olds who are truant. Here's one 14-year-old that has to punch an identification code onto a cell phone, which has GPS in it, that shows when he leaves the house where he's going, because he is a truant. He has been absent from school 5 times in the past month, and that apparently is, I mean, you can imagine that would be over the top. And I remember the truant officers when I was in high school used to go around and pick up the kids. They'd always be in the same place at the Dairy Queen or the gas station across the street. It wasn't like...
I have never seen a truant officer.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
did they
what is
know?
That?
A truant officer was, I don't think they're around. I think they're using these things now. The truant officer used to know where all the kids were. He's a policeman. And he'd go around and find the kids under the bleachers at the football stadium, or they'd be at the Dairy Queen, or they'd be at the Gat, wherever it was. It was easy to find them. They weren't very creative. Some of the girls and boys, the girls that later got pregnant, and one wonders, oh, that had something to do with what was going on. Mm-hmm. They'd come to school, and then they'd skip out. Or the ones that weren't that smart wouldn't show up in the first place. They'd get off the bus and then they'd scram. So now the modern day way of dealing with this, and this is something being done, the test was at Anaheim High School in California, Jennifer. The unions didn't like it. I don't know why, but at any rate, the teacher unions were fighting against this. This is, according to the administration, a cutting-edge solution to the problems of truancy there. People who support the program say that parents are told by school officials in a letter their students are a problem, they have to attend class, and if the parents can't be responsible, then the school will be responsible because they cannot allow them to skip classes. So if they miss 5 days a month, they're giving this GPS tracking device, and they have to use it. If they don't use it, they will be punished. The concept, the Big Brother Association, and I say that in kind of quotation marks, the Big Brother Association, because that's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
This is Big Brother. And is it mm-hmm. a criminal offense for children who do not go to school, who skip class? Should this be considered a criminal offense? All right. You can weigh in first, Jennifer. You're the closest one to a high school student we've got here.
Jennifer or Roberta?
Do I think it should be a criminal?
Did I say Jennifer
or
Roberta?
Do I think it should be
yes,
a criminal
you
offense?
Said.
I guess I was thinking Roberta first. Then I thought, well, Jennifer's the closest thing we have to a high school student. So if you don't do this.
I don't think it should be a criminal deal. I mean, do you guys. I don't know. I
think
I
it should be criminal for the
so.
Parents.
Criminal for
yeah,
the parents
no,
not to know where
their
children are.
It,
yes.
Though.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard for parents to control. Maybe up to the age of 16, perhaps.
So 14, 15, 16.
Mm-hmm.
After 16, the kids can go drop out of school and nobody cares where they are anyway.
Right.
Parents ought to, but they don't apparently. So in this circumstance, what experience, I wonder if anybody listening has had this in their school district. Do you know what's going on? See, that's why I find going, I didn't know this was going on. I went to the candidates' forum.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about all the problems. It seems to me if you're running a good system and you have interesting things going on in school, why are the kids not? Why don't you want to go to school? Why? If you have challenging things, important things, time occupied in a... One of the debates they were having last night was how many student study halls there are and how many students are not in classes because they've had to cancel certain classes, didn't have enough student support. So they, instead of coming up with something else to have the students do, they send them to a study hall. How's that getting an education? You go to study hall. What do you do? Okay, maybe you do your homework there, or maybe you go to libraries.
Yeah.
But
way too independent.
But it's exactly. You have to have structure for children this age. They are still children. By definition, under the age of 16, certainly, and some would say under the age of 18, they are your children. So how is it that there isn't something going on or you're not demanding as a parent the money that you're paying in taxes? How much money are you paying in taxes for your child or your children to go to school? Isn't there some expectation here that you ought to get something for your money? I don't understand why. I mean, I remember when I was teaching school, I loved teaching. The kids would grumble because I'd give them lots of work, but it was always something that was constructive. It was important. It was things that you needed to know. As I'm a curious sort, I want the children to have the benefit of that. As some people didn't want, you know, they didn't want to be there. But they all remembered after class was over what was going on or who I was and what I was trying to get you to do. And so it seems to me if you have good things going on, back to the profession, maybe some of the teachers listening haven't thought about this at 800-510-8255. I want to post a comment at Facebook. That's fine. But in my recollection of being a teacher and looking around right now, if you've got good, important things going on, the children are going to be distracted if you've got good quality work going on in the classroom. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. We
yes.
all are.
I vote yes, boss.
Yeah, good for you, Roberta. 21 after.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
As directed.
I'm going to give you another opportunity. You ready?
There are no wrong answers here, Carrie.
No, there always is. We'll find a right answer.
Only incorrect questions.
What's the name of the former mayor of Washington we were talking about earlier? Think about Raz and
Boyden.
Blue.
Straw.
Dingle.
Boyden Dingle?
Boyden Dingle. That's it. That's right. Mayor Boyden Dingle.
Boyden Dingle. That's it. Right. No.
I'm a politician, which means I'm a cheat and a liar. And when I'm not kissing babies, I'm stealing their lollipops.
Having fun with Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Boys in the band order cold drinks. Visit the score on the home rink. Everything seems to be wrong.
Bad news today for Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen's value has diminished somewhat. Jimmy Buffett, Roberta.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah. Is capitalizing on Charlie's infamous references to tiger blood by filing yesterday to trademark the name for a new cocktail. Margaritaville is something that he has patented.
Right.
As a matter of fact, his company is called Margaritaville Enterprises.
Yes, yeah.
They have filed an application with the trademark office to use the name for a vodka and energy drink.
Oh, gosh.
He Buffett's a very smart guy, very good business guy. He's got a lot of business ventures.
Unbelievable business guy.
Yeah, made a lot of money based on that song, Margaritaville. He's got two restaurant franchises. He's got a brewing label, apparel, and accessory lines of clothing.
And his beer is really good.
Is it really?
Oh, it's great.
I don't know anything about beer, but I know that this guy's a very smart guy. And so Charlie Sheen, who keeps talking about this energy drink, this tiger blood, in the media blitz that's followed him and his foolishness, whatever you want to use to describe what's going on with him. This product, Charlie wasn't very smart. He could have, before Buffett did, he could have protected this as a worldwide trademark. So he could have sold it in bars and And, yeah, there have been a lot of other celebrities jumping on the Tiger Blood bandwagon. Winning!
Winning!
I don't think he's trademarked that either. So,
probably not.
The beverage is manufactured by a company called Zango. And they have yesterday announced, after Buffett announced his idea to trademark it, that they have no commercial arrangement with Sheen whatsoever. And they wouldn't consider a formal arrangement with him because he's crazy. Charlie is one of the millions of people around the world enjoying the health benefits of Zango juice. The key ingredient in this drink is mangosteen. You ever drink that?
Mango? What is mangosteen?
Mangosteen is like acai or acai, A-C-A-I. No, it's the same kind of stuff. It's kind of sweet, a little tangy.
Nope.
It's from Southeast Asia. Thus, perhaps the reference to tiger blood.
Most of that stuff tastes horrible.
I don't like mango. I put it in my shakes. I don't drink it straight. Acai, however you pronounce
acai,
it.
Acai, yeah.
Acai, you can drink that kind of straight, but you can't drink mangosteen straight. So anyway, Sheen drinks a bottle of this stuff every day, even though doctors say you should consume it in small dosages because it runs through you if you get my drift. All right.
It runs through you
if you get my drift. Okay. Time for our 2020 news quiz. Ready for the question?
Ready.
The person in question in this hour is Taylor Anderson. Identify why Taylor Anderson, it's a sad story, sorrily put forth this way, but I want you to tell me who Taylor Anderson is and why Taylor Anderson is in the news. 800-510-8255. Taylor Anderson. Why is that person in the news? 800-510-TALK, 28 after, and good day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Facebook is planning a service that will challenge group buying sites like Groupon.com. The program is part of Facebook Deals, where users can share discounted offers from selected retailers. The online coupon market made nearly $900 million last year, and Facebook hopes to cash in on the success. In other news, the recent earthquake in Japan has damaged the large underwater cables that provide internet access to Asia. Half the cables are damaged, but the system between Japan and the U.S. remains unscathed. Damage to undersea fiber optic cables is an out-of-sight problem much larger than most realize. And finally, AT&T is going to put a 150-gigabyte data cap on its DSL customers. It will cost $10 per month for each 50 gigabytes over the cap and is designed to affect 2% of the data-hogging customers. Some analysts think it's purely a profit move. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's health care one American at a time.
2:30. Streaming live at DougStephan.com, the Doug Stephan portion of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Me am on the camera. Hello. How do you do to the people who are listening and watching at the same time? Michael Forty is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Richie back tomorrow, me thinks. Roberta Fasanelli is here with a trip to the dumpster in a matter of moments. First, though, let's get an answer to our news quiz, the 2020 news quiz question. Asked for an identification of Taylor Anderson. And why would Taylor Anderson's name be in the news? John is in Guam listening to Good Day in the Evening. Hello, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Doug. How are you? Nice to hear from you.
Is this John Anderson?
You betcha.
My God, how in the world are you? I'm so happy. I would never, ever, ever forget that voice. God bless you. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, thank you very much, and it sounds like you're doing quite well also.
Well, it's the same things go round and round, you know. We don't change. How long has it been? Now, you're John, let me tell you a little about John Anderson, for those of you who are wondering what this love fest is about. John was the morning host on the radio station in Guam that has carried us for a long time. As a matter of fact, he was the person responsible for getting us on the air there first. How many years ago? My heavens, how long ago did we first start?
It's been about 10 or 12 years ago at least.
I think, right, exactly. Yeah, maybe longer than that, because I remember coming over there. I think we've been over twice, and I think one of them was at least 12 years ago, one of the trips over there. So, and now what do you, you sort of retired from the radio station, and I have talked to you, you wanted to do a number of things, and I was hoping you would be able to spend more time over here, but obviously you're back over there living, and what are you doing?
I'm the editor-in-chief of the Marianas Variety, which is a weekday daily newspaper here.
Are you really? All right, so then you're right up on the news about the sad story of Taylor Anderson, then. Would you tell us that? Tell us that story.
Taylor Anderson was a school teacher teaching English in a small town in Japan, and she is, as far as we know, the first American to be missing and presumed dead in the tsunami and earthquake that happened in Japan.
Yeah, and apparently her family is from Virginia. U.S. Embassy told her about, told the family about it yesterday. So this reality, what is the people on Guam, you're closest to it. As we have heard many times, the island of Guam is where, as John so wonderfully taught me, where America's day begins, because the first American protectorate out in the Pacific, you're 3 hours from Tokyo or less, as I remember. How long
is it? It's about a three and a half hour flight from Tokyo, yes.
Right.
And we had some planes flying overhead from Australia heading for Japan that had to be diverted and land here on Guam on the day of the earthquake. And we were hosting about 1,000 U.S. Navy personnel from Atsugi Air Base in Japan, Atsugi Naval Air Station, who flew down here in order to make room on the airfield for the rescue planes and that sort of thing in Japan. So we have about 1,000 men and women from the U.S. Navy who don't normally spend time here on Guam, but they're here and they brought their airplanes with them, fighter planes from Carrier Group 5. So they are here probably for a week or two at least.
And what carrier is it? What carrier group is assigned? You have Anderson Air Force Base. Isn't there a sub? Don't I remember there being a Navy base there too of some sort?
There is a Navy base. We have three Los Angeles class submarines based here.
Yeah.
And we have Anderson Air Force Base, which of course is a very big Air Force installation, and we have the Global Hawks out of here, which are being flown over Japan and are helping with the monitoring of the Fukushima nuclear power stations.
And what do you think as far as being downwind? This is an auspicious conversation to have with you. Those of you who are waiting for Roberta and the Queen of Sheep, hold on, we'll get to her in a second. I'm very interested in probing John Anderson's mind. He, again, the former host at K57 in Guam, now editor of the daily newspaper there. What sort of thinking do you sense with the people in Guam at risk, I suppose, to a certain extent? They're a lot closer to it than anybody else that's on an American island or American protectorate.
We did get some of the tsunami effects. We had a couple of those submarines I mentioned a moment ago broke loose from their moorings because of the tide changes. We get about four or five surges of the tidal wave. As for the radiation effects, people are very worried about it, but mostly because they don't know.
Yeah.
The prevailing winds tend to carry the wind, to carry the steam that is and whatever emits from these plants toward the east, so it tends to carry the prevailing wind back over the United States, California, Oregon, that area. The wind doesn't normally blow from north to south and blow down.
Right, it's a jet stream sort of thing that goes west to east. Right, that's where how the weather goes. But the amount of radiation, apparently, there are some people. I had a call from somebody yesterday in Chicago who thought that the winds were going to blow the radiation over Chicago in the next 4 days, and I kind of poo-pooed that. It didn't seem, from anything that I read or understood, even if it did blow some radiation over in this direction by the time it got here, it would have been so dissipated that it's not. I mean, people forget how much radiation we get in the normal course of a day, whether you're in an airplane, or even more radiation the higher up you go. But if it's a sunny day, you're liable to get as much radiation as one, would get under the circumstances as described by this stuff being in the air and moving around. Isn't good. I mean, isn't something we desire, but I don't think it's life-threatening, is it?
No, I don't think it is either, and I think people are a little bit irrationally frightened by this, but part of it is because people just simply don't know.
Well,
we don't know, and they're not telling us much about what's going on.
But here's the problem. Now the people understand. The Japanese are very, very passive. You know better than I, because you have lots of tourists that come to Guam from Japan. But any of the connections I've ever had to Japanese people, they're very reserved, very quiet. They don't make waves, make a lot of noise. But they're really upset with their government because the government hasn't told them the truth. And now they're waking up to what political realities there are. And because of their own religious beliefs and their own way of doing things, they've been very polite, which is their way, but with all of this devastation, people are pretty upset about the lack of information that's coming. And part of that is, I would say, guys not necessarily like you, but people in the news media. You and I have had conversations about this in many different venues over the years about how irresponsible and it's becoming worse. The news media isn't really the news media anymore. They don't even get the facts. It's just stories and opinions and lots of food fights on television and that kind of stuff, which nobody learns. Right? I mean, you can get entertained, but nobody learns anything from it.
Well, I think you're right, but I believe that we have finally begun to catch up with this nuclear story, and they brought in some of the people who are really in the know with the International Atomic Energy Agency, and they have started to learn more about what is going on up there. It's a very serious situation.
It is.
Potentially is extremely serious.
Yeah.
But it's probably not life-threatening except to those heroes.
Those 30 people or however many there are.
Who are going in there, yeah.
Right. They're
exposing them.
Imagine.
Well, they're exposing themselves to lethal doses.
I think there are, I was going to do a tribute to them later on. There are 50, anywhere between 50 and 180. There doesn't seem to be an exact number of these people. But, mm-hmm. You know, any or all of them could die as a result of what they've been through what they are going through. And, you know, that's something that's a hard to swallow kind of reality, I would think, for the people themselves or for the families of these people. But there are always folks.
Right.
There are always folks like this, John. You know, there are always people who are willing. They see the greater good and they put themselves aside and they work toward the greater good. Those are the kind of people that, you know, that we all love. Frankly, we love
every
them.
Country has them.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, I want you to know how wonderful it is to hear from you. And
I appreciate that. I listen to you frequently, and it's really great to talk to you.
Yeah, well, it brings back some good memories and great camaraderie, and I hope that you and your family are well.
Well, thank you, and the same to you and your radio family there, and give Rich McFadden a special greeting.
I will. I'll give him a verbal hug from you, John.
Okay.
John Anderson.
Thanks.
All right, take good care. What a wonderful guy. My God. You know how, Roberta, it's so wonderful having the ability. This is one of the great things about our lives and what we can do with our lives. So many people stay cloistered and they feel like, I remember hearing in one of my travels, I don't want to go anywhere outside of America. America's wonderful. Why would you want to go anywhere else? But you meet somebody, here's a guy that the island of Guam is, if I were to get on a plane today in Boston, I would fly five, almost 6 hours to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
I'd fly almost another 6 hours to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd fly more than 6 hours to get to Guam.
Wow. Halfway around the world.
Halfway around the world. And listening to him, I remember.
Let's go to Guam again.
Well,
I was so jealous I didn't get to go on that
trip.
At
some point in time, I'm getting to the end of my travel time now because there's so much going on back on the farm. But during the winter, maybe next winter, we'll go out to Guam. I have really great memories. The last one I can remember is Rich and I jumping off of a boat doing belly flops into the water there is so wonderful.
Oh, I would love to go diving there.
It is, it's very, the water is so clean. It is one of our great territories, people go to Puerto Rico. It's the same, by the way, if you're wondering about the status, you know that there are American Virgin Islands and then there's Puerto Rico that's a protectorate, and Guam is exactly the same. And for lots of great reasons, we have, basically taken care of them. But it's, you know, there's the same old business for the military and the connection that's needed there because, of what goes on around the world. One of the 784 bases that we control around the world is there on Guam, the Anderson Air Force Base, and the sub base that's on the other side of the island. So, but it's just, it really is a neat place. And if you're looking for a way to travel and you want to stay in America or on American soil, there's probably no better a trip to see how other people live in a circumstances that is, as Roberta suggested, halfway around the world. Halfway around the world. It is
the other side.
Yep. It's neat.
It's day here, it's night there.
It's right now very close to midnight there. I believe it's 15 before midnight in Guam. All right, that's a good story. Speaking of stories, Roberta needs to get to our Queen of Cheap, and I'm going to have, as time allows me, to have a couple of television notes here, notes and tidbits. It's 15 before the hour now on Good Day.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident Dr. Ken Kronhaus recommends Medifast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend Medifast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The Medifast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MedifastKen.com. That's MedifastKen.com, or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MedifastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
So it is with our queen of cheap list for today. Roberta, all of these things, by the way, you can get the enhanced info by going to the queen of cheap section homepage at Doug Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, DougStephan.com. Hi, Roberta, what's the good news?
Okay, don't forget today, kids eat free on March 22nd. That's today at Chili's. We have the coupon for you. You print it out. You get two free kids' meals for every adult entree purchase. So even if you're a, let's say you're a Girl Scout leader or something like that, you bring along some parents, bring along the troop, and everybody, all the kids will eat free.
Free!
My favorite word. Here's a great download for a free book through Amazon. It's called The Simple Dollar, How One Man Wiped Out His Debts and Achieved the Life of His Dreams.
Really?
Now, I haven't read the book, but I love the title of this book. And best of all, it's a free download.
Free!
And it's from Amazon. And don't forget that these e-books can be read on a Kindle, a BlackBerry, an iPhone, an iPod Touch, an iPad, an Android, to Windows, your PC, your Mac, doesn't
free
matter. Anything electronic, you can read these books free, so you don't have to buy the Kindle in order
free
to download the Kindle books. And with spring around the corner, here is a great event this week. Toys R Us is having the Great Bike Trade-In event, and you can save up to $50 on a new bike when you trade in your old
free
bike. Plus, you can save 25% off a new helmet when you trade in your old helmet. The condition doesn't matter. That's the great thing about it.
Okay.
And we have the links for you, and this is a great way. You know, kids outgrow bikes, and they outgrow helmets, and with spring now, they want to go out. Or you can do one bike for yourself. Get yourself a new bike.
There it
too
is.
You know, pick, you know what you could do? I mean, this is a really
hurry
great
up,
idea.
Hurry up, Robert. I want to get
go,
one.
Go around and find one that someone's throwing out and pick it up and bring that and get your $50 off.
Get your free.
That's it.
That's it. All of them listed at DougStephan.com.
Yeah.
All right. From television yesterday, Kiefer Sutherland appeared on The View and talked about his friend Charlie Sheen. It's cut 2205, Michael.
I'm sorry, what cut?
2205.
All right, hang on.
We're not going to. Hang on, everybody, hold on. Hold your
Martin
horses.
Sheen said something that I did hear where he was doing a press thing in England, and a British interviewer asked him, you know, I'm sorry to bother you about this. It must be a difficult time with everything that your son's going through. How do you feel? And he, as a father, said, you have to love more, you know. And as a father, that really touched me. And so with regards to Charlie, I mean, he's one of those cats that always seems to land on his feet.
That's right.
And I wish him the best. I care a lot about him. And obviously, like a lot of people, you know, you get worried, but it's not something I know a whole lot about.
There you go. Kiefer says the 24 movie will be out. It'll be filmed this summer, out next fall. And his new TV show starts next fall as well. So there you go.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
About 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I was talking earlier, actually I started talking this week, Roberta, about the Bill Clinton syndrome, the dark circles under your eyes, the puffiness under your eyes. And I was talking about a new cream that helps you out and seems to be something that is, people hear these stories and say, nah, that can't be true. It's too good to be true. Well, here to prove that it is true is the director of research and development at New Vitality. His name is Rob Martin. And I thought you were a doctor. For some reason or another, tisk, tisk on me. I was going to give you more credit, although researchers, people that work in this field, you got a lot of 30-some-odd years of working and doing research and development on products like this. You were responsible for Nightkin, which we've talked a lot about on this program. You're responsible for Tautinol. And I was thinking, Rob, that the three kind of go together. It's kind of like the hat trick of ways of protecting your skin during the day with Tautinol, replenishing your skin at night with Nightskin, and putting this stuff on, Lumitone, is a way of getting rid of the dark circles. And all these people, I have Roberta Fasanelli here with me, who's my sidekick. She's had more plastic surgery done than there are knives.
No, I haven't.
Doug's a tough guy, Roberta.
Oh, man.
Well, but you've had a little work. Come on.
I had my eyes done because they were really a mess. I mean, my eyelids hung over, and I had a lot of puffiness.
But you know what? If Rob had been around with his thing, see, Rob, this is a problem for you. You didn't do this fast enough because Roberta could have saved all that dough.
There's no doubt about it.
If you'd been around. So tell us what this Lumitone, L-U-M-A-T-O-N-E, is.
Well, Lumitone's an anti-aging eye cream. It makes your eyes look years younger. If the area around your eyes looks old, dull, tired, Lumitone is your instant fix. This age-fighting cream helps your eyes look bright, beautiful, and brand new.
So anti-aging stuff, this has been, now we're in, what, the 22nd year of the anti-aging movement. Yeah. You describe this as an anti-aging eye cream. Why don't we just for a second have people understand what the whole anti-aging movement is all about, because it does touch so many different things that have to do sometimes with our mental attitude, our physical yes. well-being, that sort of thing.
Absolutely correct. And we live in an age where people are wanting to stay young. They want to be vital. People are working longer. They have responsibilities. It's important that we look great. Men also. It's not just women.
Right.
And so this is an important area. And you're right. There's a psychological component to this, an emotional component. It's very important. It's not superficial. We're not talking about cosmetics. We're talking about improving your appearance in a dramatic way.
And I think the business about men and women is an important point to make. I used to make that. I still do. When I talk about night skin and, mm-hmm. and tout and all, those products are every bit as important for a man. I mean, guys say, we're going to be tough. Well, your face is going to look like leather when you get to a certain point. Why would you want to do that? And in this circumstance, I said Bill Clinton because he's the number one candidate for this, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. The Tautinol, by the way, is something I use as an aftershave. It's incredible.
Really?
The Lumitone is perfect. It's perfect for dark circles, puffiness, bags, fine lines, redness, crow's feet, all of the most common issues that women are confronted with around their eyes in particular.
How does
and men.
All right, so do we need to know how this is made, or we just need to know that it works wonderfully well?
Well, look, it's everything that we do at New Vitality is based on science. I mean, the peptides that are in here have been shown in studies to really have a tremendous impact. For example, one human study saw a 43% reduction in the appearance of puffiness in only 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. Another study showed redness was diminished by 50% in 4 weeks. And it really, you put it on instantly, the dark circles disappear instantly.
Yeah.
And it blends in with any skin tone at all. And women absolutely love it. The feedback on this, you can't even believe it.
Yeah, I can believe it. So I'm going to get a bottle of this for Roberta, and I'm going to put, I'm fortunate. I don't get a lot of sleep sometimes, but mm-hmm. I'm fortunate that I don't have that puffiness. But, you know, every once in a while, mm-hmm. I'm not ashamed.
Yeah,
I like
early
it as a man.
Morning hours, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
And when I'm on the West Coast, I'm up at midnight. So
wow.
I want, it gets a little draggy, and this is a great way to get that fresh look, especially if you have to go out on calls and that sort of thing. So here's the deal. Rob and the folks at New Vitality want you to try this out. It will not cost you anything to call 800-894-3302. How do you get a better deal than that? You pay a small shipping and handling fee, and that's it. Lumitone is what you're going to ask for. 800-894-3302. Roberta, get on the phone right now. You don't need me. You can get your own free bottle. This is a way for you to fix the circles and the spots and the puffiness under your eyes instantly. Lumitone, free. 800-894-3302. Rob Martin, thank you for being here and describing this good new fix-it for your face.